Welcome back. Thank you for those that are there for inviting us into your lovely homes and all your lovely cardboard boxes or running around in your limousines. I heard Joe, what's his name?
Rogaine?
Rogaine, yes. Got COVID. And then he got over COVID really fast. Now, I understand you've got 12 million listeners, but don't give them wrong information because you don't want to kill off your your listeners, right? So, really, come on, you know? Aside from that, tonight we're going to talk about a lot of things that I don't even know about, but Dr. Susie has come up with some very interesting things. And as soon as the train, which I think I hear it coming down the tracks right now. Choo-choo, choo-choo.
Here it is,
all aboard.
FDR. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, comrades. All you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
An A women.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about women tonight. In America, yes, under the Texas Taliban. That's our first topic. Texas Taliban. And also, are you going to move it down?
I'm in the process of doing that,
yeah.
Dr. Susie. There you go.
Raging Mother Nature. Oh, we pissed off Mother Nature. And now, I think we have to try to help her to feel better. But we'll talk more about that. And happy Labia Day! Yes, it's the Saturday before Labor Day, so we celebrate Labia Day, which is kind of appropriate considering the Texas Taliban are taking control of what goes in and out of a woman's labia, cesareans notwithstanding. But, you know, a woman's labia should be hers to decide what goes on in and out of them. Right. Anyway, we've been celebrating Labia Day for, 6 years, since 2015, when I just got tired of Labor Day because it's not really about the workers. It's just about barbecues. And so I just was thinking about labor, going into labor, which is kind of painful. And then what other word feels better that sounds like labor, but is also womanly, and that would be our luscious labia. Happy Labia Day, ladies and gentlemen who love labia and trans people and gender fluid, everybody who loves labia and some, I guess, evolutionary physiologists say that the testicles are kind of a version of the labia. So, I mean, it's also testicle day for you guys. Anyway, I have for the Reddit audience, because they're on video, I have a beautiful work of art. We have many beautiful works of art here at the Dr. Susan Block Institute in Bonoboville. And actually, they have come under some suspicion, have they not, Captain Max?
Yes, they have. You know, art always comes under suspicion if it has a nipple.
Well, this does not have a nipple,
okay,
this
then
art.
It's not
a... This has a clitoris, however, and labia.
But it's also a pipe.
Yes, it's actually the name of this art piece, which is a functional art piece, is C'est une pipe. And it's created by Bill Pasek, who makes pussy pipes. These are the labia. These are the outer labia, as you can see. The outer labia, in this case, are large. But the inner labia also, and then you can take the pipe out and smoke it.
We're going to smoke it.
Oh, we're going to smoke it. Well, you know, I never do.
I know.
Show and tell how you can.
It's just an art piece.
Smoke it. Like that.
I'm just going to smoke my joint.
Well, that sounds very genitalic. You're going to smoke your joint. Wow. I didn't know you could bend over that far, that you can smoke your own joint.
Hey.
But in this throwback that we're doing tonight, we're going to have a little throwback that is Labia Day 2015, and actually Dayton Rains smokes a cigar, and we have a Bill Clinton dildo hanging around. I'm not sure if she does anything with that. But she smokes the cigar from between her labia for Labia Day, and she really smokes it. And of course, Bill Clinton did something like that with Monica Lewinsky. And there's going to be some sort of television show called Impeachment coming up soon, all about Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky's affair. And I'm a little suspicious. I want to see it, but I'm scared that it's going to be just part of the vast right-wing conspiracy that Hillary talked about and that is still going on, and that is trying to somehow paint Bill Clinton's sexual affair that Hillary wasn't even too upset about with a woman, a young woman, yes, very young, but not that young, not underage. And yes, it's all very kind of soap operatic. And did it ruin her life? I don't know. I don't think so, because she's got a big career as a celebrity, so I don't know. She writes books, she does TED Talks. You know, that's what happens sometimes through sex. Erotic capital is a thing. And yet, we have the Me Too movement, and I'm all for Me Too, bonobo female solidarity. But really, the crimes of Billy Jeff Clinton were nothing compared to George W. Bush. And no, George W. Bush's were not anything to do with sex, because I don't even know if he knew where his joint was to smoke it.
You're talking about Bush.
Bush.
You know that he is the artist of the disaster that
right.
we have right
yes,
now.
Yes, yes, the artist. That's
yes.
true. He loves to be an artist. And sometimes these artists just throw paint around. He doesn't actually do that in his paintings. They're not really like exciting, these paintings, but they're very kind of contained. But the way he spilled his stupidity and greed all over Afghanistan and Iraq and the rest of the Middle East. Really, after the tragedy of 9/11, which he was reading My Pet Goat during, at best, an incompetent, at worst, some sort of facilitator I never have felt that we have researched it sufficiently. I don't know if I'm a 9/11 conspiracist, but on this almost 20th anniversary of 9/11, I still have a lot of questions about that terrible, strange day. Anyway, we'll talk more about that. But we also want to say farewell to Ed Asner, Lou Grant, that's how I know him. And I have a piece in Counterpunch and a whole interview with him on YouTube. He's left us a man of spunk and socialism, and many things make him quite extraordinary. And yet he was always for the ordinary person. And that would include women. He and I banter a lot about sex in our interview, as you can see. But he's always a gentleman and very respectful. Yeah, baby. Although he does call me baby. And I love it. Oh, so it's not good news. It's sad news. Rest in peace, I guess. Pleasure. Power. I don't know. Peace. Rest wherever you are. I kind of imagine you rising up like Carl in Up. Grabbing onto a big bunch of balloons like that house and sailing up into the clouds to see Karl Marx and FDR. Yes, Ed Asner was a big fan of FDR, meaning Franklin Delano Roosevelt, our 32nd president, although it is the name of this show as well. And the other meaning is...
Fuck the rich.
Fuck the rich. Okay, which I think Ed Asner would agree with, although he was pretty rich, but I think he liked getting fucked and probably paid his taxes. And he certainly gave a lot to his community, and he was always active for his unions. He was the president of SAG, and he was always a nemesis to one of the great evils before Bush, before Trump, Ronald Reagan, the Reagan of disaster that befell America, because that was when we just gave up on any kind of reasonable socialism, democratic socialism, you know, just taking care of people. We are going to talk more about Ed later.
Yes.
We have a lot to say about it.
Yes.
I love those revolutionary old men, you know. And they have to be good looking, of course. I want to talk about the Texas Taliban, okay?
Yeah.
Cracking down. Ooh, with their Texas whip on female sexuality. None of this stuff about life. They don't give a damn about life. They want to crack down on female sexuality, even as Mother Nature is raging and we are celebrating Labia Day. Some people might say I'm exaggerating, and maybe I am a little bit saying Texas Taliban. They're not making the women wear veils in Texas, but actually they're making them give birth. They're turning them into what George Carlin called brood mares for the state. With this new abortion law, anti-abortion law, that says you can't have an abortion after 6 weeks.
After 6 weeks.
Right, after 6 weeks. And most women don't even know if they're pregnant until after 6 weeks. And by the way, under the Taliban, a woman can get an abortion up till 12 weeks.
Under the Taliban?
Under the Taliban, wow, in Afghanistan. Right.
Interesting.
They are backward. They should let their women have abortions anytime they want, especially since their birth rate is incredibly high and their poverty rate is also very high. And these things do tend to go together.
And I'm high. Oh, hi.
I got to catch up with you.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Want to have sex?
We did last night. Or this morning, actually.
This morning.
We had sex, and we don't have to worry too much about getting pregnant now because we're older people.
So we've gotten rid of those dick masks that we used to have to wear.
Yes. Yes, those were fun. You got to do all kinds of things when you're young and exploring your sexuality. You got to wear them, and the thing is, they sometimes break, and so it's pretty easy to just get pregnant when you don't want to. And now, if you're in Texas, you're fucked. After you're fucked again. Even if it's like your uncle and you're raped. If you don't know that you're pregnant before 6 weeks, you're supposed to bring that embryo to term or get out of Texas, which means poorer people will not be able to get abortions. And this is very fascistic.
The Texas.
Ooh. So.
Can I just interject something there?
Yes.
I think you're going to talk about this later. The guy holding the kid and shooting somebody.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Just before the show, I ran across this movie, and there's a fight scene in there where the guy is holding a baby and having a gunfight.
Well, that's what happened the other day. There was a traffic accident, and it wasn't even a bad one. And the woman says to the other woman, "My husband's going to come out. You better get your husband." I don't know if the second woman got her husband, but she got shot by the first woman's husband, who comes running out with a gun, shooting, and a baby in the other arm. Not that the baby... It's wrong to come out shooting, okay? I don't even know if the baby makes it worse. It's just crazy. There's a lot of craziness going on in many, many ways in this country, in this world. Mother Nature is raging. Texas Taliban are outlawing abortion at 6 weeks, and they have this outrageous vigilante system that is just begging to be fucked with, which has you provide tips, and in exchange for the tips, you could make like $10,000. I think suing people who help someone get an abortion, it is absolutely outlandish, but that's where people are in many ways these days. Not that those of us who are retaining our sanity should accept this. And no, this is not pro-life. This is anti-abortion and anti-woman.
How come all these anti-abortion people don't mind going over to other countries and killing a bunch of kids?
Well, they don't mind a lot of things.
Not really, come on.
They don't mind letting their citizens just
shoot
carry guns.
And shoot each other.
Even without licenses or training or anything. They can just carry guns. And that law was made the same day as the anti-abortion law.
That you don't need any kind of... You just can go around shooting people.
Basically.
Yeah. Like all Old West have gunfights?
It's an amosexual culture that we're in. And the gunfights are part of the myth of America. You know, Trigger is a horse, but also it's the part of the gun that you pull to release death, like an orgasm, but not at all. The opposite, really. And yet, yeah, people get turned on by it, which is why I call it amosexual. And I like what George Carlin has to say about abortion. May he rest in peace. He said, "These conservatives will do anything for the unborn. But once you're born, you're on your own, right?"
Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Starve, go without education,
right.
Go without a home.
No health care.
COVID, no health care. And this was even before COVID that George Carlin was saying that. And he was saying, basically, they don't care about you until you're military age. Then you're just what they're looking for. That's one reason they don't want abortions. They want cannon fodder for their amosexual wars. They want people to join up. They want people with not many alternatives. And this is a big part of why the oligarchy, the military-industrial complex, the rich, don't want abortion. They also know it's a hot-button issue for their base, of course, that makes the base feel somehow moral. But really, as George Carlin said, conservatives want live babies so they can raise them to be dead soldiers. They're not pro-life, they're anti-woman, and they believe a woman's primary role is to function as a broodmare to the state. So they want to control poor people, and they also want to control the rich young women, too. They don't want these rich girls getting abortions, although they can always go out of state, but still, it's inconvenient, and it's a certain zeitgeist, and of course, if they can get other states to outlaw abortion, then their rich daughters won't abort their precious grandchildren and go on to exciting careers or, travel or just doing what they want. No. So, the abortion laws, they serve to control women who are poor, so they will create cannon fodder, and women who are rich, so they'll create grandchildren.
And also the rich need to have folks who join the army and do the killing for them.
Well, right, that's the cannon fodder.
Right.
Join up the military, whatever word you want to use, get killed, do the killing, get PTSD, devote your life to the military. That's what they want a lot of babies for. They don't want to take care of these babies up until their military age, though, because after all, the tough ones will survive. And if they take care of them too much, they might be smart enough to know that maybe they shouldn't join the military for the rest of their life. Anyway, I have a message for the Bible thumpers. Because I like the Bible, too, as a work of literature. I'm quite into the Bible.
That was great. No, that was that's because you were a teacher. You taught.
I taught Sunday school.
You taught Sunday school.
I taught kids. But at the same time, I studied the Bible, the Old Testament in Hebrew and the New Testament in English. In the Bible, life begins at breath. You know that thing so many of the COVID deniers are struggling for? Breath. The breath of life. That's what the Bible says is life. Breath. So when the fetus emerges from the mother's body and takes a breath, not a heartbeat, not wiggles its nose, not even plays with its pee-pee. Breath. That is life, separate from the mother. Otherwise, the Bible says that the fetus, the embryo, even if you want to call it a baby, it's part of the mother. That's right. So, don't be thinking you're going by the Bible when you say that you are anti-abortion. And don't be thinking that you are pro-life because you don't care about the life of the mother. And the Bible does. That's right. Until the baby is born, at which point, if the mother strangles the baby, then she's a murderer. Yeah, the baby's born. Although I think actually in the Bible, they give you a grace period of a few weeks to have some sort of postpartum depression or something like that.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of baby killing.
Anyway, Bereshit. In the beginning, God breathed life into the world. The Lord God formed man. Well, I say the first human, but God's very patriarchal, and the Bible is very patriarchal. From the dust of the earth, God blew into the first human's nostrils the breath of life. Right. Those of you who went to Sunday school know that. There's nothing about a heartbeat inside of the woman's body.
Yeah.
It's the breath of life. God breathes it into your nostrils, if you want to get all religious.
And when you take that breath, you're alive.
And you become a living being.
Yeah.
When you don't have that breath, guess what? You're not living soon after you're not breathing. So.
Soon after, right.
Right.
It takes a little time.
And by the way, there's some other passages in the Bible that I'm not going to tax your little brain with, but in Exodus, there's this sort of fight between two guys, and one of them accidentally hurts a woman who's standing nearby, I guess, and she's pregnant, and she miscarries. And the penalty for the guy is that he destroyed her property, not that he is a murderer. He is not punished like a murderer. He's punished like someone that robbed her of something and he can't give it back. And so, you know, he gets a punishment, but it's not like it's a life. So, there's your Bible for you. And by the way, you Southern Baptist evangelicals that are all over this anti-abortion thing as though this was said by Jesus or something. First of all, Jesus didn't say anything about abortion. And he did say, follow the laws. So, yeah.
And neither did all the people after Jesus who wrote the Bible.
No, none of them.
None of them.
None of them had anything to say about that. I guess they thought it was a private issue.
Not just one. None of them.
None of them. There was a lot of books written in the Bible after Jesus. In the Jewish one and in the Christian one and in the Muslim one. Actually, in the Muslim one, they say you can get an abortion. And in the Jewish one, too, you can. In fact, they sort of advise it when a man suspects a woman is cheating on him. He gives her a potion to drink so that this baby will miscarry.
Oh, yeah, the old potion.
By baby, I mean fetus, okay? Yeah, the old potion, which doesn't work all the time, is the problem.
Right.
It's not as reliable as a modern abortion, but they did have abortions back then. They did them in different ways. And let me just let you know, you anti-abortion evangelical Jesus lovers. In 1970, 70% of Southern Baptist pastors supported abortion. How about that? 70%. And they did it, they said, to protect the physical and mental health of the mother. Not just physical, mental. If she doesn't want to have a baby because she'll be all messed up by it, she shouldn't. So, in those days, I remember, abortion was a Catholic issue. The evangelicals, you know, they were for abortion. Until they realized they could use it to political advantage.
But it's always available to the rich.
Well, of course.
Has always been. So it's poor people.
Right.
We got to have workers in the factory. We have to have people who run up hills shooting each other. Whoops.
Right.
You know, it's horrible. It's just so fake.
It is a lot about the workers, a lot about the military, and a little bit about even every woman. There's a certain Handmaid's Tale thing going on here to intimidate every woman, especially, of course, women of childbearing age. And I, being an older woman, I could say, well, that's not me. But I know what that's like. And I can't say that. And you all, whether you're a woman of childbearing age or something else, if you like women, you should get out there and protest this somehow, on the street, on the internet, if you like women. Even if you don't believe in abortion for yourself or your partner, you should respect a woman's right to choose, I think. If you like women, that's the bottom line. As George Carlin said, that's the essence of the anti-abortion movement, is not liking women, wanting to keep women under control. Because this happens in the woman's body. And by women, of course, what I mean is a person that bears a child, okay? It doesn't have to be a woman. I know there are women that don't bear children, and there are men that do. If you bear a child, it should be your decision whether you bring it to term. That's it. Part of your body. That's what the Bible says. And by the way, I believe in a separation of church and state. The Bible shouldn't have anything to do with our government. It's really fucked up in many ways. But in this particular way, it actually doesn't say anything bad. You guys are twisting it. Totally. By the way, before we move on to another subject, and I know we have a caller on the line, I just want to say we need to codify Roe versus Wade.
Correct.
That's what we need to do.
And we're going to.
Why didn't we do it before?
Well, because before, you know, listen, all these people voted for Trump. Now all these poor people can't have abortions. Hello.
Look at our Supreme Court.
Yeah.
I had problems with Hillary, believe me. I did like that phrase about vast right-wing conspiracy. I like that a lot. I like a lot of her phrase. Very smart woman. I don't like her warmongering. Okay.
Right.
I don't like a lot of things about her. But my goodness, I voted for her with pleasure and with conviction and mainly because of the Supreme Court.
And
yeah. Here we are.
Yep.
Three justices chosen by Mr. Trumpus.
And because some people out there voted because they were mad, I guess, at the Democrats. They voted for this idiota.
I'm not going to get into that.
All right.
I am not going to blame the Bernieites. I love Ralph Nader. I'm just saying people should have voted for Hillary.
Well, they didn't, and they got what...
Well, actually, they did. And here we are back to the very unfair system in America in which we don't have a popular vote that wins.
Because it's
because
not
Hillary won the popular vote. It was the Electoral College. Basically,
it's
a little
elections.
Texan Taliban light that put Trump in there. The maggots, right, as my dearly departed friend Ed Asner said in those days when I interviewed him, it was 2014, and we were bemoaning the Tea Party at that time, which was kind of phasing out. Obama was in, but he said, you know, my fear is that they are going to transform. My word is metastasize. I'm not pronouncing it right. Metastasize. It's what a cancer does in your body. And that's what the Tea Party did. It transformed, as Ed Asner said, into warts and moles on the American body politic. And those warts and moles are maggots. And QAnon. And
QAnon.
You know,
oh my God.
Some other weird things, but certainly the Texas Taliban as well. And I have my notes all the way over there. I can't see them over there.
I thought you could see
them. Supposed
there.
To be over here, but they're not over there.
Okay.
And this
there
is
they are.
Very okay. But I would like them over here on the computer.
On the computer.
Yeah. So anyway, they're just not there. Okay,
we're gonna find them for you.
Yes. Okay, and so once we get them, then okay. Oh, then you need to control the mouse. Okay, so now I could talk to the caller, except you're here. Oh, here they are. Okay, Melissa Balin, she's on Facebook, I think, and she says Happy Labia Day. Hashtag labia day, not with happy. It's not always happy. What if you're on your period? No, it's happy.
Okay.
It's okay.
It's
hashtag
right.
Happy labia day. Hashtag labia day, Melissa. That's right. That's what I do. Melissa is very on it, which I appreciate. Cuban 30 says, what's up from Ireland? Junkyard Tits says, I love labia. Happy Labia Day. Yes, labia lovers. All you labia lovers, you have got to protest this anti-abortion law in Texas before it spreads like a virus. You have to. Really.
Listen, the guy they voted for put in a Supreme Court that now all poor people,
mm-hmm.
can't have an abortion.
Basically, because if you're rich, you can.
Because if you're rich, you can. Of course you can.
Although if you're a young person and you don't have your own money, you could be rich and really stuck. There are young people that can't get away and they don't want to tell their parents. They don't want to be penalized in that way. And this is a girl's body, a woman, a girl, whatever. And what if it was done by a family member and that family member wants you to bring it to term? even if you've got money, you're in trouble. You should be able to get an abortion yourself. Anyway, Mark Perfect says, I'm curious how Texas will handle the need for mass adoptions.
That's very good, actually.
Yeah.
Right, because they have all these people running around now that wouldn't be there. You know?
Dubai Dude says, happy testicle day. Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Tickle them. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. Testicles are nice. And you have your own day. Actually, testicles come from the same root as the word testament, speaking of the Bible. So in Old Testament times, before the Bible was written, that's why it was Old Testament times, people wouldn't put their hand on the Bible because there was no Bible. They put their hand on each other's testicles. Guys did that. They would swear on each other's family jewels. Say, like, I swear on my children or your children. Either they'd swear on their own testicles or the other person's. And this became testify. Testes. And then that later turned into the testament, which is why we put our hand on the Bible, because we don't want to touch each other's junk these days. We'd rather just pollute Mother Earth so that she's raging. Space. You know, maybe we should be just touching each other's testicles instead of trying to dominate Mother Earth. Maybe we should follow the bonobo way and just play and just enjoy our sexuality instead of competing. Maybe we should learn to share like bonobos.
That would go a long way.
Maybe we should empower females.
But we'd all be poorer, perhaps.
I don't know.
It
depends on how you define wealth.
Right, of course.
If you define wealth in terms of feeling good and enjoying your life, then maybe we'd enjoy our lives more. Because it doesn't necessarily take material things. We all know that. And yet we all pursue material things against our own knowledge that that's not what makes us happy. We're pretty fucked up. I'm ready to talk to Chris, who's on the line, whenever you want to put him on, because we're talking about Mother Nature, and he's calling from New Jersey. And they've just had this terrible, terrible, biblical-level flooding in your area of New Jersey.
My area,
Montclair.
Right. Montclair, New Jersey.
In New York City. In Pennsylvania, my home state.
New York City was great. Did you see the Mother Nature hugging the subway and wetting it down and saying, let me tell you something.
I could say she's female ejaculating right? all over it.
Don't fuck with me, okay?
Or just...
Because I'm going to engulf you. I'm going to...
She's incontinent.
Oh, well.
We made her that way. This is the Anthropocene.
Wow, yeah.
So, Grober Germany Krike says, freaked me out the first time my girlfriend's labia came out. Scary stuff. Woo! Oh my! Better control that labia. Well, women have all different types of labia. I'm not going to show you my labia. I am wearing pussy panties, though, so if, I don't know if you can see them. But there they are. And...
Do you see probably stoned on there?
Probably stoned. Oh, Bernie would have been great, but the DNC would never touch him because they'd lose donation money.
Of course, right.
Yes, well.
They own it.
Yeah. Well, do we just give up?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, okay. No, I supported Bernie right up until he lost, and then I supported Hillary. And then the next time I supported Bernie, right up until he lost, and then I supported Joe.
Can I just tell Mr. Stoned over there?
Yeah.
Right.
That, you are also stoned. So
I'm also
your
stoned.
Your brother's
so
in
I,
stone.
I
if he's a guy, I don't
know.
Maybe he's
saying?
A girl. This is a girl. I'm not
Forget
sure.
Joe, man. It's Max. Right? Joe.
Right.
Want to be a Joe? Okay, so he says that he's met a lot of people that are against welfare, they're against the government, you know, giveaways and so forth. And everybody's got us talking about that. But the biggest giveaways are given to corporations, not to the poor.
Mm.
And welfare that you get every month, whatever it is that you get, it's not like you're going to become a millionaire from it, unless you're a really slick investor. You know, you're not. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. And of course, the biggest welfare recipient
is the
Army, military.
The military. Totally socialistic organization. You get dental, you get no bullshit. You don't have to show, you just walk in there and you get your teeth done.
So, no wonder
Hopefully
this is
well.
Such an amosexual nation.
Hmm.
It's terrible. The cynical critic or the critical cynic says, that's funny, you're either a cynical critic or a critical cynic. He says, or this person, not sure if it's a he, they say, Texas Taliban, huh? That's some anti-American bullshit right there.
Wow! You think like them?
No, I'm very American.
No, I'm totally American.
And it is very American to have freedom of speech.
That's correct.
And it is also very American to separate church from state.
State. That's totally
American.
And that's
something these Texas Taliban are not doing. Even though they are misinterpreting the Bible, as I tried to point out a few minutes ago, they are still trying to thump the Bible like a spanking paddle on a woman's body to say, you can't have an abortion. It's our body.
Your future attorney says that Bitcoin will prevent future wars. Your future attorney. Okay.
Scrawdaddy says I'm looking good for my age. Does he know my age? I wonder if he looked me up.
Probably.
I'm not going to say it. Age is just a number. I'm a cougar to you, baby.
It's not about, you know...
Probably Stone said we need to remove the Electoral College for representation of us Americans. Yes, absolutely. Probably Stone is very sane.
And let me also clarify this because they keep asking, you're communists. You're supported by some communists because of how we talk about the country that we love and that we've been here for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
So,
here's my Texas lasso.
Right. So we care what happens.
Yes, we care. Know. That's why we're sitting here at the American family dinner table, well, at the bar, and talking about our feelings. And it's important to us, mom, dad, son, everybody.
Just get to the idea that you and me are like two pieces of sand.
Ooh.
We're nobody.
Although...
Maybe seven to 10 to 15 families in the world run the world and own everything.
Somebody said that I had very nice eyes, but then their message disappeared.
Oh, did anybody say anything about me?
And I'm kind of cross-eyed, so I was interested. Okay, Itami Kira says every president since Bush has continued the problem of Iraq, Afghanistan.
Yes, Bush is the artist of this disaster.
Yes, he started it. Well, Cheney was definitely the director.
Right.
Dick.
Right.
And Rummy.
Rummy.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. The guy with the long pants and a brown shoe, somewhere from Utah.
Donald Rumsfeld? What? No, from Utah?
Never mind, I'm thinking of somebody else. Forget
okay,
about
what?
Forget about it.
Wow.
That's... Isn't she cute? That's my wife. Imagine you got a wife like this. Wow.
So, Loop Galru says, my family out in Texas were all involved with the KKK. They love waving their guns and intimidating people. Terror is part of Texas culture.
That's cool, you know. But culture can change, and it should change.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's saying that it should stay part of Texas culture, or he's saying it's something to
I just feel bad for
address.
Those dead people that shoot each other down there. Over parking spaces.
And I don't know if everybody loves that in Texas. I think it intimidates people. So, yeah, the Texas Taliban.
And then there's our friend who shot the neighbor's truck driver by mistake with his gun. He moved to Texas so he could have all his guns without permits.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Scott.
Scott. Hi, Scott. Yeah. And Scott, we're too old.
So Omega Mart is challenging our economics background here.
Ha-ha.
Thoughts on a maximum net worth or income so that no one can legally have more money than they'd ever actually need? Yeah, I mean, I'm all for that. I don't know if I'm the one to figure out how to structure
that's
that.
That's a little too communist.
Maybe that is a little too
that's
communist.
That's way too communist.
Yeah, you could have a little more than you actually need. And who's to say what you need?
But you just can't gorge us.
Gouge,
sorry. Is there a gorge?
And gorge yourself.
Self, right.
You can't gorge on, like, billions. There don't need to be billionaires.
And all the oil.
I think millionaires are okay. And some people can have more than others. And that's okay.
We're not
against. Based on how you work or what you inherit, all those property things. We're not against private property at all. We're democratic socialists, like Ed Asner and kind of like Bernie. And the idea there is, yeah, you get some things for yourself and for what you do, but you also have to give back. You have to give back to the people.
By the way, a lot of unemployment checks are going to stop now. And you know there's 10 million jobs and nobody wants them.
Well, that's why they're trying to get people to work. It's so transparent. This is why our name is FDR. Franklin Delano Roosevelt apparently didn't go far enough, or he went actually a pretty good distance, and let's go that far again. Let's just go as far as FDR. Let's just fuck the rich again, not eat them, because they wouldn't be around anymore. We're not saying to kill them or even take all their money.
No, please.
No guillotines.
That's not fair. Just share
just
the money.
Tax.
Yeah. Share the money that you made off of me. Share it with me. You know? I think it's in Sweden or some. Actually, in certain places. Actually, the guy in Japan, who's head of Japan Airlines or something, he makes like 26,000 things a year, $26,000, I think.
Hello, Chris, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi, Chris.
All right. Thank you for joining the FDR radio show. Dr. Susie did not know if you were on the air.
I didn't
know.
I've been
waiting until you guys were chit-chatting up a storm on things, and I appreciate
you,
it.
Wait, say it again. Come back.
Yeah, slow down.
I think
we're digitally challenged tonight.
I'm not quite hearing what he's saying.
Yep.
Hold on a second. Let me get off the speaker here.
Oh,
I just said I was waiting patiently. So I appreciate that.
You are very patient, and I appreciate that. I had heard that you were there, and then I wanted to finish something about another subject, and then I said, okay, now I'm ready for you, but somehow you didn't get on.
I was on mute. I was on mute, that's what it was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I was waiting, so...
Censored.
To get the cue, so...
You couldn't speak.
We muted you, is that... Did we?
No, I muted myself.
Oh, you muted yourself. Well, then, of course, I didn't hear you. And
We all do that today.
Of course.
Try to mute ourselves.
But it's a miracle I'm even able to talk to you from my home,
let
alone have a home after what I've been through Wednesday.
Inglewood, New Jersey. Huh?
Mother Nature just had an eruption. Yeah. Wow.
No, Mother Nature was deeply angry. I'd never in all my 40 years had known fear. I have never knew fear until that night because of Ida. I was in college, starting on my first day of meteorology class in the college, and podcasting like you're doing. And they do have a podcasting class.
Oh, great.
Wow. Interesting.
And it started to rain very hard outside the college.
Mm-hmm.
My mother had called me to say, Chris, there's a flash flood warning in effect because of the heavy rain coming down. It was like raining harder and harder and harder. And I had tried to get a hold of Uber. I had two drivers cancel me, but a third one, Ahmed, was brave enough to come and get me. And he drove. I just kept quiet doing my prayers during the ride. No, I'm serious. This was very serious. And it rained. It was raining so hard I could even see the lightning all over. And I just kept quiet doing my thing. And then we got home. I got home just in time because the creek, Overpeck Creek, started to overflow its banks. And I was thinking, okay, this is just going to be just a normal thing. But as the waters kept rising and running and rising, it really went in. God, I'm talking about this now.
Yeah.
It went in to the first floors of my neighbor's residences.
Oh, my God.
In the apartment complexes.
Like the
every
basement?
Every single one of them. No, they weren't basements. They were first floor condominium apartments. The water was up to their thighs.
Oh.
It was up to their thighs. People were crying out for help. Even one lady was using Facebook on the social media site to get help. We were trying to call the police and everything. It was overwhelming. Even Palisades Avenue businesses were flooded.
Flooded
like crazy. The Shopway Mall, the mall in Palisades Court. If you saw the images, it was just absolutely mind-blowing. It was like
Did you take those photos?
March 11th earthquake and tsunami.
Did you take those photos?
No, some of the journalists took the photos and stuff. That's why I sent it to you to see the magnitude of what happened.
Yes.
Yeah, amazing.
And
amazing.
The other pictures from my apartment were the ones I took as well. Yeah. Because on the bridge, the footbridge that connected us to the other apartment complex,
collapsed.
Was just buckled and broke off and crashed. And it was gone. Because two cars went into the creek. And I could see red lights. And then there were three cars, one on one side, and there were two on top as the waters were rising.
This sounds like an
but
American
the water
tragedy.
It was.
My apartment complex. Now, I was in the second floor level, thank goodness. But the water started coming into my apartment. And it started coming in quickly, and we had to fight it off. I had to use towels and... I used my mother handed me a hand-me-down quilt from generation to generation, and it was a sacrifice we had to make. But also, now I'm getting ready for this. a few weeks prior, we had bought from my baby, Mango, cat litter, shiny cat, all-natural cat litter, and I bought about 6 bag loads of it.
Oh, did that happen?
And we put it in the bottom part of the closet.
Yeah.
Oh, and it
got
soaked.
Not knowing that it was going to be a buffer to stop the water from rising.
Right.
But
good idea.
It was, yeah, this was incredible. And it didn't even go higher than the second step. But I was, it was flowing fast because it was a lake. It wasn't just a lake. It was a river. And my first thought was, my God, I think we're going to die. I really thought that night we were going to die.
Oh, my God.
Wow. You know.
Now, yeah, my neighbors are without their furniture, without anything.
It floated
and they are
away.
They were displaced.
It left
because
home.
There's now at hotels and stuff.
Wow.
The senior citizens complex, they just evacuated it today because it is deemed uninhabitable for 6 months.
Is there a GoFundMe for you and your neighbors?
Well, that's why today I'm using this place, GTTP, Give to the People. And I encourage, that's why I'm calling upon your listeners, the adult entertainment and sex workers, to unite with me in helping my neighbors because they need all the help they can get right now. They need monetary, the community, there are two organizations that are working together to get monetary funding to get gift cards and other supplies to help the neighbors. It is neighbors helping neighbors. It is the bonobo way during this time of crisis.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to give you guys the link, and you need to really put it up on your pages desperately. Right now, one group has already raised $6,000, but more could be raised to help over, because it's going to be a long road of recovery for business.
Okay, can you type it in on Facebook?
Or better yet, I can tell you guys now.
Well, you can tell us, but it's always better if people can click on a link.
Yeah,
I will.
Yeah.
I will post it on the. I will post it in the Facebook afterwards.
Yeah.
So the first group is the Community Chest of Englewood.
Okay, Englewood, Englewood.
Englewood.
Yes, Community
New Jersey.
Chest of, and it's www. There's a website. It's www. The community. It's one word. The Community Chest, EBC. .org.
There you go.
And they also have an address to send your financial donations.
Ah,
and
okay.
And you should mark it IDA Recovery Fund. And it's 122 South Van Brunt Street, Englewood, E-N-G-L-E-W-O-O-D, New Jersey, 07631.
I'm from Montclair,
New
Jersey.
Now, the second one...
Okay.
Now the second one.
You should just write it
in. Yeah,
okay.
You
really
gotta write it in.
I will definitely do that.
Okay.
I will post it right away.
Yes.
And thank you so much, and I hope you're okay and everybody's okay.
I'm glad you're okay and that you're helping your neighbors, and this is going to make you, I don't know, it sounds so cliche-ish, but it's true, I think, a better person to go through a near-death experience and to be able to talk about it and try to help your neighbors.
Bonobo United.
It's very meaningful.
United, neighbors helping neighbors. GTTP, Give to the People.
And we all have to learn a bigger lesson than just helping each other in the disasters, although we do have to help each other in the disasters. But we need to learn not to pollute Mother Nature.
Exactly. Climate change is real. Climate change is definitely real.
And
we
apparently, according to scientists, can't stop it.
Yeah.
But we can mitigate it, make it not as bad.
And also you have early warning that perhaps where you're living might not be the place to be in the coming years.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know.
And
it's kind of tough.
I posted the stuff in the chat right now.
Yeah.
Ooh. So
in the Facebook stand.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you're still with us, Chris. Chris, of course, is the Susie Award winner for most bonobo activists 5 times, exactly, and has hung out with us and reported on things and sung for us for 6 years, I think.
Yeah.
So anyway, I also wanted to just chat with you for just a minute about Ed Asner, because I just wrote a tribute about him for Counterpunch that mainly focused on his acting and his socialism and the sex advice that he gave me when I interviewed him and a few other wonderful things about him. But you schooled me, and I looked it up later. You told me that he was an activist for autism awareness, and that he had a child that was autistic, is autistic, and some grandchildren. So you, being autistic, really resonate with Ed Asner.
Yes, I know. And Ed was really a light for all those who don't have a voice. Yeah. And we really have to rise up to the occasion to fulfill Ed Asner's wishes so that we could be inclusive, not exclusive, to the community and to really make a difference. That is the Peace Through Pleasure movement and other issues, usage I have had for years, speaking out across the state, trying to make everything accessible. And that is also why I'm studying to become a journalist and to also work with organizations like the Weather Service to make warnings easy for people on the spectrum to take action and stuff, and that way they wouldn't be terrified.
All right. Well, I'm so glad that Ed Asner could inspire you.
Yeah.
He inspired me for totally other reasons, but he was really quite a multifaceted guy. So, again, so glad that you and your mom are okay, and our heart goes out to you, and also we're going to try to encourage people to send money and help out. We got to help our neighbors.
Yes, the link is in the chat now. I just posted the information
to
you guys
good.
As we speak.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so
Take
much.
Take care, you guys. I will
you be safe. Mwah. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, Chris.
Good night, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yes. Whoa.
I am
amazing to survive that.
Awful. That's a warning right there. Mm-hmm. You know, they have all these warnings today. Mother Nature is saying, here's what you're going to expect next year.
You got a compliment. Captain Max has a very nice hat.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
They didn't say anything about my hat. They liked my eyes, and they said I looked good for my age or something like that. What about my hat? It's actually kind of half falling off.
Somebody said, Grandma looks hot.
Oh, no, Grandma. Gilf to you, baby. No, I'm child-free, actually, so no Grandma. But, yeah, old enough to be. So, Scrawdaddy says, people don't want to work in shitty wage jobs. That's right, they don't. But people also want to eat, so sometimes they do work in shitty wage jobs so they can get a salary.
Right.
Although, and that's changing. People are finding new ways to make money, like through the internet, and so they're not working at the shitty wage job. So if you want people to work in your shitty factory, you got to give them better wages and benefits and everything, because they can make money on eBay. So...
Yep. There you have it. Wow.
Okay, so ain't misbehaving. If you get rid of the Electoral College, then California and New York will decide the presidency, right?
Right.
Yeah. Woohoo. Well, we got the most people.
We have the most people.
You know, people should decide.
And
it's
the
people.
And
wherever the people want to be.
And those people are from your state.
And by the way, if New York keeps flooding and California keeps being on fire, there might not be so many people here. So let's not get so nitpicky about where the people are. The point is, one person, one vote. That's how it should be. Oh, screw age, says RJ Starlight. You are absolutely gorgeous. Great show. Thanks. Oh, let's give RJ Starlight some sort of a prize, huh?
Sure, sure. If he calls in the office.
Or if you like being whipped, I'll give you a good whipping.
We could do that. Uh-huh. What do you want to give away? We have hats. We have t-shirts.
We have books.
We have all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
Send your email and we'll tell
Scrawdaddy says, millennials and Gen Z have a screwed up future. Yeah, I feel kind of guilty because my generation, the late baby boomers going into Generation X, kind of screwed up everything. I mean, it's terrible. It's just embarrassing. Okay, I don't know where we are. Okay, so.
Where we are. We're at the bar, falling in love. Laughing and smiling and having sex. That's where we are.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is the after play.
Yeah.
Because we had sex this morning. And it was very orgasmic. I recommend orgasms for senior citizens. Whether you're two old people together, whether you're just a senior citizen in your house flying through the sky like Carl, played by Ed Asner in Up, or whether you're a cougar, whoever you are, orgasms, I recommend them. And, you know, they're pretty cheap in the sense that maybe you need to buy a vibrator.
They're right.
Maybe a little lube. Yeah,
they're addictive.
But they're easy.
Yeah.
And if they're not easy, you got to call me and I'll help you make them easy. Right? Because I'm the love doctor. I am the sexologist of the year, by the way, according to the Glennie Awards. And a sex therapist in private practice, and my number is 213-291-9497. And you can make an appointment, or maybe if I'm available, you can talk to me right there. And it's private, unlike this show, which is not private, okay? It's a totally different thing. But everybody needs sex therapy, especially these amosexuals out there. So you learn how to shoot the gun between your legs and you don't need all that actual deadly artillery. Rest in peace, Ed Asner, but I'll always think of you as Lou Grant. And actually, Lou Grant kind of got me into the idea of doing journalism. I don't have this in my Counterpunch article. You should check out my Counterpunch article and, of course, the interview on YouTube. The interview on YouTube, we talk about sex quite a bit. He's very open to the fact that the porn stars were there at the Hollywood show. He tells me that he wants to do a porn with me. And he talks about stag films and how they were very artistic in the old days.
Yeah.
Yeah, stag films that he used to watch. He said they had no sound.
Right,
just
right.
Images.
Lossy.
Mm-hmm.
Lossy created a lot of
And
those.
He said they were very artistic.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I asked him about his sex life now, and he said it was great because all he does is think about it. And thinking about it is a beautiful thing. The erotic theater of the mind. And his biggest piece of advice when I asked him what his philosophy of sex was to relax, which is, of course, what I'm always trying to tell you to do. Release your inner bonobo and relax so you don't, like, shoot up the neighborhood and don't fight so hard to get to the top because that's what pollutes Mother Nature. And you know what we should be fighting now, though, is the Texas Taliban. That's what we should be fighting.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Oh, they should have their own country.
And I loved Ed Asner, Lou Grant, because of the journalism. And I think journalism's gotten very fucked up lately. That's why a lot of people are trying these podcasts. And I'm all supportive of that. I don't agree with all the podcasters. But mainstream media, the problem with it is they love war. We just got out of this war, Afghanistan, and 9/11's coming up to remind us that we are a military nation that other people resent. And we shouldn't squander this moment. We should learn our lesson and not invade another country. And I hope to Goddess that we don't try going up against China or Russia or somebody that can really fight back. The Taliban won, but they didn't win by fighting. They won by just hanging out, waiting. That's how Sun Tzu says you sometimes win when you're totally outnumbered and your enemy is very wealthy. And listen, I despise the Taliban. That's why I say Texas Taliban. And I've been in Afghanistan. And I've ridden horses with Mujahideen types that later became Taliban, but that were much less powerful when the Russians had influence. And at that time, the women had a lot more rights. But the Americans supported the religious people in Afghanistan. And I'm afraid that's what's happening in Texas. And no, it's not the same. It's different. We're not in burkas. We're in cowgirl hats. But oppression is oppression. And when a woman's not allowed to have an abortion after 6 weeks, that's oppression. So, where else are we? Well, tonight's throwback is really hot. It's Labia Day 2015. It's the original Labia Day, which I decided to have kind of spontaneously when I just was kind of bored trying to celebrate Labor Day and talking about that, because labor isn't really celebrated on Labor Day, even though Ed Asner was a great labor leader. He was president of the SAG union, and he went up against Reagan when a lot of people didn't, when so many Americans just fell into line behind the greed is good mentality. And Ed Asner said, no, greed is not good. Giving is good. And sex is good. Right. So Labia Day, that's the throwback, and it's very wild. Yes. Dayton Rains smokes a cigar through her labia, and also
there are things we can't mention.
Biz Bonobo is wild. We can mention them, I think.
I don't know.
We'll find out whether we can like talk about these things or not. We're not showing them right now on
it's
all our platforms.
Just speech.
But speech has been censored too. And this is very disturbing.
Yeah.
And we fight censorship of words. Images we can roll with, you know, usually.
I get it, yeah.
But words, you should never censor words. Come on, folks. Censorship is bad for the community, and it never works. It's not effective. People find a way of getting those forbidden things. So give it up.
They become special in your life to know those things.
And enjoy my labia. It's art, that's all. It's called Set Un Peep. And you can smoke a little pipe with the labia.
By
Bill Pasek.
You look pretty hot.
Pretty hot.
You look very hot.
Very hot, thank you very much.
There's steam coming up around you.
Lights. Woo! So stick around for the throwback, Labia Day, and celebrate Labia Day. And try to celebrate Labor Day in the sense of think about your labor and where you want to put it and what do you want to labor at. Of course, humans enjoy labor. We like to work. We like to create. We love our work, and that's why we keep doing it. But too many humans are forced like slaves or wage slaves to do labor that they don't like. and that they don't get compensated enough for. And the compensation is not always just a money compensation. There are many different types of compensation, and yet human beings need to be compensated.
Here comes the pitch. We have a website. We have a place where you can go buy stuff. We have a place where you can go to the theater. We have a place where you can join a different community. We got a lot of places. None of them make any money. But you know what? It is, for me personally, the pursuit of happiness.
All right. Now, speaking of the pursuit of happiness, Teddy Beard 4 says, "Awesome hat, my friend Dr. Susan." See? I was begging for a hat compliment, and I got one. So I'm very happy about that. And see, it lights up over here and says, "Go Bonobos." And it's aqua. And nobody said they liked my panties. They're pussy panties right there. Everything's covered, don't worry. But, you know, you gotta have your pussy out there a little bit. So, Scraw Daddy says they should ban porn, not healthy. What's wrong with you?
And we're going to leave you with that, but we're going to talk about that next week.
So oh, yeah. No.
Make sure you're here.
But don't ban porn.
Yeah, don't ban. Listen, you know what porn is? Nobody knows except I know. Porn is only porn when there's a camera there.
Right.
Otherwise,
it's just sex.
It's just sex.
And what's wrong with sex? Why is sex bad? Sex is a beautiful thing. I mean, maybe we should ban all these snuff films that show people shooting people. We all like to watch them, and that's why the media encourages war. That's why the media encourages amosexuality, because the media wants your eyeballs, and because of our so-called religious morality, we won't allow showing sex, which would get your eyeballs. The media uses violence to get your eyeballs, whether that's showing somebody shooting somebody or showing giant missiles exploding or even just building of missiles or some kind of violence. That's what the media loves. And I'm sorry, even your favorite media people, they need it, because they are not allowed to be sex positive. So the only other thing that people are interested in, besides like eating pizza, is violence. Let's not encourage our violence, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, comrade bonobos. Let's encourage peace through pleasure. Let's encourage giving and sharing.
Sharing, we don't have a lot of time.
Let's take care of our mother, the earth. Let's celebrate Labia Day. And let's say no to the Texas Taliban, to all kinds of Taliban in our midst. Yeah. We are all moralistic about the Taliban in Afghanistan. But you know what? That's their country.
And I ain't worried about them. I'm worried about the Taliban here.
I mean, I don't like them, but I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about the ones that can affect my rights.
And
my friends' rights here. So that's what we've got to fight against. And we also got to relax. And just do it. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for coming along with the ride.
Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you, I love you.
Choo-choo. Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.